The chancellor at Indiana University will decide today the future of a controversial mural by Thomas Hart Benton. Among the images it depicts is a Ku Klux Klan rally. The campus Black Student Union is demanding that the mural be removed, covered up, or that the university stop holding classes in the room where it hangs. Will Murphy of member station WFIU reports from Bloomington.
Benton's depiction of Indiana history has been controversial since it was first commissioned in 1932 for display at the Chicago World's Fair. In a mammoth 230-foot-long mural, he offered an unvarnished record of Indiana's history, including images of fur traders bribing Native Americans with alcohol and striking coal miners threatening violence against scab workers. The images were unsettling, but the work solidified Benton's reputation as one of America's preeminent muralists. But the portrayal of a Klan rally has sparked controversy ever since. At the time of the World's Fair, less than a decade had elapsed since the Klan's stranglehold on Indiana politics. It's estimated that in the 1920s, nearly half of adult white males in the state were card-carrying members of the KKK. 3 years before the mural went on display, two black men were lynched in Marion, Indiana. But Kathleen Foster, who's just published a book about the history of the murals, says Benton's message tells the story of the press unmasking the Klan.
At the top of the mural in the back, it's not a very big scene, is a group of hooded figures, Klan figures in their robes, standing in front of a burning cross between the silhouette of a church and an American flag. Then immediately below the group of the Klan in the foreground and looming very large are a group of newspaper people.
But interpreting any work of art is a matter of perspective. And the Klan imagery has a very different meaning for Marshawn Wally, who heads the school's Black Student Union.
When I look at it, I see the Ku Klux Klan with the flag in front of a church, burning a cross.
Since the murals were moved to Indiana University in the 1940s, students have occasionally launched protests. At an emotional meeting with Chancellor Sharon Brehm earlier this month, about 36 students voiced their anger. Some spoke of how the mural reminded them of family members who'd been lynched or tortured. Student Shaunette Byers spoke of how Benton's image was for her a portrait of the present, not the past.
The mural is isolated, but I can't tell you how many times I've been called nigger being at this university, or how many times little jokes have been said that I was supposed to pass up. And for many, you might think, oh, well, they don't really happen that often.
Yes.
They don't happen that frequently. If it happens once, it's too many times.
Only one person at that meeting argued that any effort to hide the mural would simply advance the cause of censorship. As students returned to class from spring break last week, many in the classroom where the panel hangs seemed oblivious to the controversy. When asked about it, most, like sophomore Jeffrey Watson, favored leaving it in its place.
Every time I turn around, somebody's trying to change something for no reason. If it's been like that, then it's been working like that, and it needs to be left alone. That's what I say.
But it's not likely the status quo will be maintained. At the meeting with Chancellor Brehm, members of the Black Student Union offered a number of options. Brehm declined to be interviewed for this story. But no matter what decision she announces this morning, most of those involved in the controversy agree that Benton's painful depiction of Indiana history should continue to serve as a barometer of racial progress in Indiana. For NPR News, I'm Will Murphy in Bloomington, Indiana.